Poisonous chemicals leaching into our water. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. This one's a sticky wicket. Farmers absolutely need herbicides and pesticides in order to maximize yields and profits. However, according to the website atrazinelovers.com, amongst many, atrazine is an herbicide primarily used on corn and is the most common chemical contaminant of ground and surface water in the United States. It's a potent endocrine disruptor with ill effects in wildlife, laboratory animals, and humans. Atrazine chemically castrates and feminizes wildlife and reduces immune function in both wildlife and laboratory rodents. Again, this according to the website. The chemical induces breast and prostate cancer, retards mammary development, and induces abortion in laboratory rodents. Studies in human populations and cell and tissue studies suggest that atrazine poses similar threats to humans. Here's Sharon Salvaggio of the Northwest Center for Alternatives to Pesticides.
Those are some of the ones that are near the top of our list, but there's many others that we're concerned about for being problematic. So in the guide, we highlight some of these different pesticides, and we go into some detail about alternative approaches. We also highlight growers and irrigation districts that are using alternatives, people who have found that they can manage their land using alternative approaches.
If you're interested in more information, Google Water is the Connection.
David Sparks,
aginfo.net.